It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gears on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC FM HD2 Hartford. An Odyssey station.
8 o'clock, good morning. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News in Southbury.
I know it's going to be months, realistically, before we can really, you know, repair and get everybody taken care of, but I just hope that it's enough to cover everything.
Residents in that town and surrounding communities in western Connecticut are trying to move beyond Sunday's deadly, dramatic, and destructive flooding, as the Connecticut Insurance Department says it's available to help residents in the aftermath of the storm. Deputy Commissioner Jared O'Sullivan says homeowners should check their policies to see what's covered. Generally, damage from downed trees or wind could be covered. Flood insurance would cover structural and content damage. O'Sullivan says many vehicles were involved in the damages as well.
People might want to check their policy, see if they have comprehensive coverage on their policy, and that would be the portion of the policy that would pay for the flooding damage to vehicles.
He says the department is holding a virtual claims center on Wednesday today for those who need assistance. More information is available at the Connecticut Insurance Department website. Russian authorities say Ukraine's carrying out its biggest drone attack yet on Moscow. It also says it's destroying all of them as they come. The Ministry of Defense says Russia's downed 45 Ukrainian drones overnight. Russian social media channels shared videos of drones apparently being destroyed by air defense systems, which then set off car alarms. The attacks came as Ukrainian forces have been pushing deeper into Russia through the western Kursk region. The incursion has boosted morale in Ukraine, but has also stretched their already limited resources further thin, although Russian forces appear to be struggling just as much to fight Ukraine off its soil. Former President Barack Obama rallies behind Vice President Kamala Harris at her quest to become the nation's next president on the second night of the Democratic National Convention, while acknowledging his support for President Biden, who stepped down at the pressing of many Democrats.
We needed a leader who was steady and brought people together and was selfless enough to do the rarest thing there is in politics, putting his own ambition aside for the sake of the country.
Former President Trump continues to criticize that move, saying the people did not vote for Kamala Harris in a primary. LifeStar could be seen responding to the scene of a crash involving two motorcycles at a vehicle in Farmington Tuesday afternoon. The crash happened on Waterville Road near Route 10 near Route 4. LifeStar took one person to the hospital for treatment of critical injuries. Two patients were taken via ambulance to local hospitals. The cause of the crash, which happened around 2:40 in the afternoon, remains under investigation. Students lined up for a back-to-school giveaway at Duncan Park in the capital city. The Hartford Public Schools gave up 5,000 backpacks. Felicia was there with her grandson to benefit.
It's very important for the children of the community and the school system. Some people really need this. Children especially. Yeah, it's very important that they keep this going.
Superintendent Dr. Leslie Torres Rodriguez says 90% of the event is covered by sponsors, an example of what the school system can do with a financial lift. She says that there are some things that the school system cannot do because of a lack of funding, and that includes the hiring of more help to implement a new curriculum.
Kinder through fifth grade teachers work really hard this summer getting ready to implement the curriculum around reading and writing and listening for our students. And we would have wanted to have more instructional coaches to support teachers in this year of implementation. We had to reduce, we still have some, but I would have wanted to have more.
Working under a significant budget deficit, Torres Rodriguez says a difficult part of her job is making trade-offs on programming based on what the school system can afford. WTIC News Time is 8:04.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better.
You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhanced Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try.
Computer Talk is now commercial free. That means more time for tech talk and more time for your calls. You heard right. Computer Talk with Tab is now commercial free, powered by GoNet Speed, bringing you lightning fast fiber internet. Visit GoNetSpeed.com for pricing and availability. Tune in Saturdays, 9 to 11.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
WTIC News Time's 8:06. Multiple arrests are made as pro-Palestinian protesters turn their focus Tuesday to a site approximately 2 miles away from the Democratic National Convention. This is correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
People's consciousness is growing.
Demonstrators gathered in front of the Israeli consulate in downtown Chicago Tuesday night. Flags were burned and their flyers referenced the chaos outside the Democratic National Convention of 1968. A day earlier, on the first day of the DNC, 13 people were arrested, most of them when a small group of protesters breached the outer security perimeter fence outside the United Center where the convention is being held. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
A bus carrying Shiite pilgrims from Pakistan to Iraq has crashed in central Iran, killing at least 28 people. The crash happened Tuesday night. Another 23 people suffered injuries in that crash, 14 of them serious. Wants some of the in music to be listening to this summer. Correspondent Deborah Rodriguez tells us Brian Amat, according to TikTok.
TikTok has crowned Tommy Richmond's Million Dollar Baby the song of summer. Number two, if you keep up with me, Tinashe's Nasty, then Champagne Coast by Blood Orange. Ian's Magic Johnson and Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish round out the top five. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
I know I am not listening to any of those.
Yeah, I'm trying to see how many.
Matt didn't look too happy over
there. I promise you, the only one worth listening to is Billie Eilish's Birds of a Feather.
Million Dollar
Baby. And
that's
a stretch.
Isn't Million Dollar Baby the song's been out for a while? I don't know.
By the way, I'm sick of the disrespect in the newsroom of Post Malone's new album.
Yeah, did you get the numbers?
Monday.
Did they come in?
It wasn't in the top five this past Monday.
What?
I feel like they skip a week and then collect the numbers for the following week.
So next week will be for last week?
I don't know.
Or maybe it didn't hit that hard.
Which is absurd.
But maybe that's it. I don't know.
Because it's so good.
The thing is, the kids, they'll listen to the same song. Like, kids collectively push the numbers so much harder than you and me.
So. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Morgan. I will tell you, what I heard of the Post Malone stuff was excellent. It was really good. Let's go to Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandeiras and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Tommy Richmond's song, Million Dollar Baby, was released on April 26th.
Ah.
So that tells me it came through the traditional channels of getting released, because a lot of the music now that we play on the radio comes through TikTok. I mean, a lot of these songs are 5, 6, 7 years old, and it gets hot on TikTok, and all of a sudden the radio stations start playing it.
I thought Natasha Bedingfield song like hit again.
Which one? Unwritten?
Or yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah, that's
I mean, they
like
were playing.
Play again.
Well, I mean, Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. What was the other one? Oh, man, I can't remember it now. It was big last year. It was from the early 80s. I'll think of it. But yeah, a lot of music now comes off of TikTok, and radio stations just start playing it again. If you're heading into Hartford right now, things are looking pretty good overall. If you're on the westbound side of 84 coming into downtown Hartford, this traffic report is being brought to you, not being brought to you by anybody right now, but westbound 84 is slowing, approaching the Boakley Bridge into the tunnel. 84 eastbound a little tight as you move from 43 up to 46 Sisson Avenue. Southbound 91 slowing 33 to 32. Northbound 91 moving well. Cromwell through downtown up into Windsor. 291, 384, that looks good east of the river. 2 westbound is in great shape. Glastonbury and East Hartford, quiet Middletown. Waterbury's okay, 84 to 8. 84 westbound in Southbury, you got delays 16 to 14. Again, 84 westbound tied up as you move on the Rochambeau Bridge up to exit 10 in Newtown. 91 in the Parkway moving well, heading down in toward New Haven. Northbound 91, we have an accident in Wallingford between exit 14 and 15. 2 tractor trailers block in the right lane. Song I was thinking of that came off of TikTok that got hot again last year, Running Up That Hill from Kate Bush.
Oh, that was from, out. But that, yeah, that wasn't from TikTok. That was from Stranger Things.
Was it really? Okay. But I think TikTok picks up on it, and then all these kids are like, wow, that's a great song. I think that came out in like 1981.
It's true, because Annie's got a bunch of like older songs on her playlist now. Like, how did you...
Yeah, how did you get? How do you
even know
the
song exists? Yeah,
and it's all, a lot of that is TikTok. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
Bright and sunny to start off today, and then we'll see clouds mixing in with the sun as the morning progresses and continue into the afternoon. A few times we'll see a pop-up shower by mid to late afternoon or evening today, with highs in the low 70s, northwest wind at about 10 miles per hour. Becoming mostly clear and cool tonight, lows 46 to 54 degrees. Sunshine mixing with clouds Thursday, highs in the 70s. Mainly clear Thursday night, lows in the 50s. Friday and Saturday look mostly sunny and warm, highs in the low 80s Friday, mid 80s Saturday. I'm meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center.
From inflation to worker shortages, America's small businesses are met with challenge after challenge. Now, a massive tax increase on small businesses is right around the corner. This will impact 9 out of 10 small businesses and lead to job losses, reduced wages, and an economic slowdown. Visit smallbusinessdeduction.com and tell Congress to stop the small business tax hike. Paid for by the National Federation of Independent Business.
Join the Urban League of Greater Hartford for their annual Back to School Community Day, Thursday, August 22nd from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at 140 Woodland Street. Donations are being accepted from pens and pencils to binders and backpacks. Join the fun in helping area children get ready for back to school. Drop off supplies at the Urban League or set up your own donation box. Donate, volunteer, participate. Children must be present to receive a backpack. For more information, find us on social media at ULGH64.
You know, we continue to really focus on that storm that really brought so much trouble to the valley and the sort of Litchfield County. And next week, Themis Claridis, former Republican leader in the House and Senate candidate, she'll come in and talk politics next week. But this hit home for Themis, and we want to just talk a couple quick minutes with her about what happened. Themis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I've been better.
What, so tell me what happened to you. I don't know much about your family and the businesses and so on. What happened and where?
Well, my family owns a shopping plaza in Seymour, you know, which is right next to Oxford and Southbury, in the lower Naugatuck Valley. And, you know, you've probably heard me tell the story before. My grandfather emigrated here, like most of our relatives did. And, you know, for that American dream, started a little business with his brother, and then my dad and his brothers built it up. And, you know, we grew up in that really small community, everybody helping each other, kind of, you know, work your butt off, treat people fairly kind of world. And that's where I got my feeling for public service. But this plaza is on what is called the Little River, which is barely a river because it's about 1 to 2 feet deep, okay?
Right.
And about 10 feet wide. And what happened, and you've seen all these news reports from Southbury and Oxford, the devastation, you know, and we're the next town, so the water all flowed down because we're on Route 67, okay, which is a main road for people's frame of reference. And this little river, again, this is more like a stream, is right behind the plaza, and it just flooded. I mean, it went from 10 feet wide to 40 feet wide and 2 feet deep to, you know, 10 or 20 feet deep. And literally, I mean, I was there Sunday when it was raining, and this little river was next to a little road, which is next to our building. And when I looked out the back door, there was no road anymore. You know, the businesses, there was such devastation to a lot of the businesses. I mean, windows broken through, there's a nail salon and then a package store next to it. Half of the nail salons was in the package store. And you know, the shame of it is, most people don't have flood insurance,
right?
In areas like that. I mean, this is one of those thousand-year storms, right? And my dad would always talk. Anybody who knew my father, who passed away a couple of years ago, would know he would always tell the story about the 1955 flood, right? Which is the worst flood in our lifetimes. I mean, not my lifetime, but his lifetime, and then in Connecticut in centuries. And you know, how he had to take his pickup truck and drive to New Haven to get food for people because there were two hurricanes that hit back to back at that point. And this is definitely worse than that, you know, and
is it a total loss for these businesses? So I'm assuming they obviously don't have flood insurance, but is it a total loss for these businesses?
Some of them it is. There's the farther down the plaza you go, which is where the water, you know, gushed towards, it is a total loss for three or four of the businesses. Total, complete. I mean, the whole walls are down, windows are broken through. The ones that are up, higher up, sustained less loss. But part of the problem with the higher up businesses is that, for example, there's a laundromat, a karate studio, and a restaurant. And so on the main floor, there's no damage, right?
Right.
Which is great. But the basements are completely totaled. And in the laundromat, for example, she does a lot of her own laundry, meaning people drop off their stuff and she washes it for them. And all of her equipment is downstairs. You know, so that's all ruined. And a lot of that, you know, without flood insurance, you know, you can have a pipe burst in your store and completely damage and flood your entire store, and your insurance will cover it.
So what are they going to do? We only have like a minute. What are they going to do?
Well, we are rebuilding. We have amazing tenants. They are obviously devastated. We're devastated. I've been down there and my sister every day with all of our builders and our contractors and the building inspector and, you know, every worker you could imagine. They're emptying out their stores and we're going to rebuild. Senator Blumenthal came down. Governor Lamont called a state of emergency. The Fed should be doing that any day, I am assured by the senator. Hopefully we'll be getting FEMA funds and loans to help these businesses rebuild and help us help them.
Yeah, that's tough. We'll talk more about
it. I will say one thing quickly. Yeah. I want to thank anybody who's listening who has reached out. We have had such an outpouring of support and volunteers and food donations. And, you know, we have sports teams coming down, helping people move their stuff out of their stores. And, you know, please, anything you can, out of the goodness of your heart, afford to give. Any help and donation and contribution, we would greatly appreciate. And we appreciate everybody who has already done that.
And the communities, I mean, I was there on Monday, and these are strong, close-knit communities for sure. We got to run, Themis. I'll see you next week.
Yep.
And I hope everyone's okay. All right, Themis Claridis joining us here in Brian and Company. Of course, a lot of stories just like that. Let's go over to Mark Krister in the Brown Pandeiras and Scott Traffic Center.
All right, Shaq, thank you very much. Good morning to you, and good morning, everyone. And if you are traveling into downtown Hartford right now. Look for some slow traffic on the southbound side of I-91, some 33 down to 32 AMB. Northbound 91 moves well, Cromwell up into Windsor. Westbound 84 tied up, approaching the Bulkley Bridge into the tunnel. 84 eastbound, you've got the slow traffic, 43 up to 44 Prospect Oakwood, 291 through 84. That looks good east of the river. 2 westbound, moving well, Glastonbury and East Hartford. Middletown's quiet. If you are traveling on the westbound side of 84, look for delays from 16 up to exit 14 in Southbury. Westbound 84 is slowing in the Rochambeau Bridge in Newtown up to exit 10. 91 northbound, you've got heavy traffic now. In Wallingford, we have an accident between 14 and 15. The right lane's out. 2 tractor trailers involved. Delays back to exit 13 behind that. 91 in the Parkway moving well, heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Brought to you by Macy's. Brought to you by Macy's Backstage. Back to school at Macy's is all about fresh starts and new looks. Save on must-haves like cargos, mini dresses, jeans, and more that'll hold up from the first day of school to the last. Plus, you'll find all the top quality brands you love. Shop Macy's and make the first day back the best one yet. Check out Macy's.com/backtoschool today.
After 30 years of doing knee and hip replacements, Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup thought there had to be a better way. And that led him to regenerative medicine.
I was one of the first orthopedic surgeons to do it.
Now, after 20 years of successful orthobiologic treatments, lots of clinical data, research, and teaching, Dr. Scheinkup is National Medical Director at QC Kinetics.
They've done an amazing job of becoming the most significant orthobiologic and regenerative medicine practice in the United States. QC is so far ahead of the game in its science, its protocols, its people, its facilities.
So if you have chronic pain from arthritis and you want to avoid drugs and surgery, call the experts in this revolutionary field. QC Kinetics.
To give patients real lasting relief from pain, that's what I live for. That's my mission.
Get your free consultation now. Call QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics. 860-440-PAIN. That's 860-440-PAIN. 860-440-PAIN.
Labor Day signals that fall is fast approaching. Apple picking, fall leaves, and chilly nights are on the horizon. With Legacy Box, you can cozy up and watch something special this fall. Your family's home movies. Legacy Box is the simple, safe, all-inclusive solution for preserving your family's memories trapped on videotapes, film, even photos. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They've helped over 1 million families relive their wedding days, baby's first steps, and family road trips. Just fill Legacy Box with your VHS tapes, film reels, or pictures. Legacy Box digitizes it all by hand right here in the USA, and then sends it back on a thumb drive or the cloud. Future-proof your recorded moments today so you can gather the family and begin the trip down memory lane. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering 55% off. Go to legacybox.com/value to get 55% off. That's legacybox.com/value.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home. All done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better.
You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhanced Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try. Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, if you're over 40, we got to talk about lower testosterone.
Lower testosterone impacts millions of guys, so it's important you know the signs.
Like feeling lower energy levels or libido, losing muscle, or being out of shape.
So, what can you do? That's where Nugenix Total T comes in. Nugenix is a testosterone booster that can help guys get back to how they felt before lower testosterone.
And right now, you can actually get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix to try.
The fact is, lower testosterone doesn't go away without doing something about it, and Nugenix could be the help you need to trim up, stay lean, and get back the energy you used to have.
Text CAR to 369-369 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text CAR to 369-369. That's CAR to 369-369.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
We're going to talk to Luke Brown at 8:40, and then a great story. Mark Thorsheim, he's a Connecticut resident who's riding his bike, not a motorcycle, a bike across country, 4,000 miles for a nonprofit here in Connecticut. We're going to talk about his personal story and why he's doing it. I do want to pinpoint something. Ford came out, and we talked earlier today about market forces when we talked about Target and about how, you know, they on their own, because of consumer pressure, cut prices on thousands of items and ended up working for them, and they had an incredible quarter of earnings and revenue. And I think that I was putting it in contrast to these calls with Kamala Harris's economic plan to do price caps and so on and so forth. And I'm not taking a stance on a candidate. I'm saying I don't think it's a good idea. And another example is, I'm not anti-EV at all, but the market is taking care of it. You don't need – the market is telling you what it wants, and the companies either adapt or don't adapt. So right now – the demand for electric vehicles has waned. The demand for hybrids has surged, and it seems like hybrids are the bridge. If we're going to an electric future, I don't know if we are, but if we are, that's what's happening. So what does Ford do today? They basically have come out and said they are, this is what they're doing. They are delaying production of a new plant in Tennessee that was going to do all electric vehicles. They're just putting it on hold. They're canceling plans for a three-row electric SUV, but instead they're going to create some new hybrid models, and they're going to be in the full-size truck sort of category. And the point being is that they're responding to the market. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The market says we don't want these the way you think we did, and GM's already done the same thing. And so the market tends to take care of things. And right now people want hybrids and they don't want full-blown electric vehicles for one reason or another. And Ford is responding in kind. So they're going to pump hybrids and they're going to delay all electric plant in Tennessee, which is not good for jobs, by the way. And I just wanted to share that piece of news that's sort of big out of the business. A lot of really dynamic business stories. And this is why when I worked at CNBC, money touches everything. We talked with, David Hopkins of the Urban League. They're a nonprofit, but money drives what they do. Right? Christine and Salt at 96.5 TICFM. Teachers, they're using their own money sometimes to buy supplies. So they're helping them do that. It's the same. So when you do stories about Ford and Target, that impacts you and what's going on in your world, even if you don't give a hoot about stocks and finance, right? Because what Ford is saying, what Target is saying, is a direct reflection of what you and I are doing. And so people poo-poo like financial news, and I'm telling you, money touches every tentacle of our world. So financial news, that's why CNBC was fascinating, because they covered everything. They didn't just cover stock earnings. They covered every story. A hurricane is a business story, right? They're all business stories. You can always find a money angle, even education. All right, let's go over to Morgan Cunningham, get a shot at your headlines here at 8:30.
And now, a WTIC news update.
8:30 it is. We have 58 degrees in Hartford. And Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. Numerous washed out roads and bridges in western Connecticut remain closed due to Sunday's torrential rainfall and subsequent catastrophic damage. But some people are not following the cones and other blockades that's intended to keep people safe in dangerous areas. Woodbury Fire Chief Janet Morgan explains someone ran over a cone and a dirt pile on Transylvania Road where a road washed out.
And they continue on. That's great. They may make it safely. But what about the first-time driver, the elderly driver, or other people who then come along behind them and didn't know the road was closed? It's deteriorated even more, and now they drive into a mess, and they get injured or killed. And this person that drove before them has a blatant disregard for everyone's safety.
To that end, Chief Morgan says, shame on you. They're imploring motorists to take block roads seriously, to turn around, don't drown. And for those who've had vehicle or property damage because of the floods in western Connecticut on Sunday, the Connecticut Insurance Department is advising homeowners to check their policies. The damage from wind or wind-driven rain is usually covered. Jared O'Sullivan is deputy commissioner at the State Insurance Department.
Flood damage of that level would not be covered under a standard homeowner's policy. But if the individual does have a flood insurance policy, that's something that the department can assist with.
He says comprehensive automobile insurance should cover water and other storm damage to vehicles. O'Sullivan says anybody with questions can reach out to the department. Here's the number you need to know, 860-297-3900. Again, for the State Insurance Department, the number is 860-297-3900. Or you could email insurance@ct.gov. Again, the email is insurance@ct.gov. The Connecticut Department of Education is collaborating with the State Association of Boards of Education to draft a model to help local school districts consider a policy for cell phone use in schools. Governor Lamont wanted to address the issue in the legislative session earlier this year, but it didn't gain enough traction. The governor told the department to create guidance anyway. A spokesperson for the governor, in an email to the Hartford Courant, in a story that they published, says that the plan is slated to receive a vote in the State Board of Ed meeting today. The second night of the DNC in Chicago wrapped up with a speech in support of Vice President Kamala Harris from former President Barack Obama.
Barack Obama trying to tie Kamala Harris to his policies. He said, when it comes to health care, my policies are her policies. Housing policies, student debt, education. Trying to make the case to this audience, hey, if you liked me, you're going to like her.
That's correspondent Nancy Cordes. Meanwhile, former President Trump, who's continuing his campaign efforts in battleground states while the DNC is taking place in the Windy City, he'll be in North Carolina later today, is critical of how Harris has not held a formal news conference to clearly state her stance on issues. At Duncan Park, back-to-school backpacks delivered by the Hartford Public School System and largely paid for with private funds. Here's WTIC's Dave Maker.
Sponsors paid for 90% of the giveaway of up to 5,000 backpacks, a significant assist for many families.
It takes all of us to support our young people.
And with public funds scarce, Hartford Public Schools Superintendent Leslie Torres Rodriguez says she's being creative when it comes to funding other programs.
We also are trying to find additional ways to partner with funders and others in our community that provide key services that our students benefit from in school.
The new school year starts next Tuesday with some programs scaled back due to a multi-million dollar budget deficit. Dave Maker, WTIC 1080 News.
WTIC News time is 8:34.
Hey, Tom Shattuck here with a new opportunity for you. The 20-pound summer slim down with Awaken 180 weight loss. Dropping 20 pounds before summer ends. Cruising to your goal of 30, 40, 50-plus pounds down. It's simple. You take the few last weeks of summer, eating, drinking, enjoying the weather, but the difference? You're doing it with the 20-pound summer slim down. But Tom, summer's almost over. Well, that's the point. The pounds melt off fast with Awaken 180. I dropped my first 20 in less time, and that easy 20 propelled me to reach my goal of losing 80 pounds. Think about it. You're about to slide back into the same old fall routine with the same old mindset. No, mix it up. Live up the rest of your summer while dropping your first 20. Then jump into fall with a whole new groove. Yeah, I said it. You'll be saying it too in just a few weeks from now. 20 pounds summer slim down with the solution for weight loss. Make your consultation now at 844-346-1800. That's 844-346-1800. Online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Columbia Implant Center in Manchester offers the leading edge in technology, which allows for dental procedures start to finish in one day. From a single tooth replacement to complete reconstruction, we do it all. Call 860-730-6020 or columbiaimplantcenter.com.
Men, low testosterone causes a host of problems. These include a low sex drive, bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog, and more. But many men just attribute these symptoms to aging and don't consider that there are medical treatments that can give them back their vigor and vibrancy. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and if you're feeling like I just described, it's time for you to treat that low T and change your life. At Northeast Men's Health, we're experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. We've successfully treated thousands of men for low T and have seen the amazing difference that those treatments can make in a man's life. If you're feeling like the vast majority of men who are low T, within just a few weeks, you'll feel your energy return. That brain fog will go away. Your sleep will improve, as will your workouts, and your sex drive will be significantly enhanced as well. So make an appointment and make a true life change. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. And if you start on testosterone the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices across the Northeast to serve you.
WTIC News time is 8:36. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken ends his latest visit to the Middle East without securing a ceasefire deal in Gaza. During his pullout late Tuesday, he warns that time is of the essence, even as Hamas and Israel signal that challenges remain in reaching any kind of a deal. There's reaction to a published report on an update U.S. nuclear strategy. Correspondent Steve Kathan with that.
The White House says a classified nuclear strategy approved by President Biden this year is not a response to a single country or threat. The New York Times reported it was okayed in March, and it reorients deterrent strategy to focus on China's rapid nuclear expansion. U.S. intelligence believes China's arsenal could double to 1,000 warheads by 2030. And the strategy looks to have the U.S. prepared for a possible coordinated challenge from China, Russia, and North Korea. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A veteran British actor saves his life, possibly because of a fat suit. Let's get that story, Brian and Matt, from correspondent Vicky Barker.
Maybe he should have stuck to playing the wizard Gandalf in Lord of the Rings. Ian McKellen says he's still wearing a neck brace and has his right hand in a splint after falling off the stage in June while playing the portly Shakespearean character Falstaff. The 85-year-old says all the padding in the fat suit he was wearing cushioned the impact, protecting him from even worse injury. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
See?
And he's 85.
Well, I think that's part of the problem, isn't it? What do you mean, see? If you mean you got to lose the fat?
No.
What?
Yeah, keep the fat.
Oh, yeah, right.
Pushing the fall.
Thank you, Morgan. We got to get to Luke Bronin here, so let's rip through some traffic and weather. Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandiers and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Shaq, thank you very much. Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. If you're heading into Hartford right now, westbound side of 84, a little tap of the brakes, both through Bridge 84 eastbound. Running a little slow as you move up between 44 and 46 Sisson Avenue. Southbound 91, brief slowdown by 33 Jennings Road. Northbound 91, that looks good. Crimel through downtown up into Winter. 291, 384, no issues. Two westbounds in great shape, Glastonbury into East Hartford. If you're heading into Middletown, that looks good. 9 in the Aragoni Bridge. We are seeing some delays now. As you move up into New Britain on 9 northbound, looks like you got some slow traffic now as you move between exit 24 and 26 on the northbound side of Route 9. Now, if you are heading 84 westbound into Southbury, some slow traffic between 16 and exit 10 in Newtown. We have an accident reported westbound by exit 10 in Newtown. 91 in the Parkway, okay, toward New Haven. We're still dealing with an accident in Wallingford. 91 northbound between 14 and 15. Delays are back to 13. Two tractor trailers in the right lane between 14 and 15 on the northbound side of 91. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, but the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
It's not just a breakfast. It's the breakfast. Get the classic sausage McMuffin with egg, now only $2.50. Caution, may cause craving for coffee or hash browns. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Summer is here, which means pool days, beach trips, and yeah, you guessed it, traffic jams. Oh yeah, and heat waves. Don't let summer catch you by surprise. Get the local news you need, no matter what you're up to, with the free Odyssey app. And never miss a beat with alerts on breaking stories sent directly to your phone. Listen today on the free Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
A successful retirement doesn't just happen. It requires a plan that is custom-built to suit everyone's individual financial situation. Every Saturday at 3, we share vital information on how to build and live a successful retirement. It's On the Money with Jay Dorso. Retirement strategies on building income and proper protection. From the pitfalls and the latest news in the retirement universe. On the Money with Jay Dorso. 3 p.m. this Saturday on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Computer Talk is now commercial free. That means more time for tech talk and more time for your calls. You heard right. Computer Talk with Tab is now commercial free, powered by GoNet Speed, bringing you lightning fast fiber internet. Visit GoNetSpeed.com for pricing and availability. Tune in Saturdays, 9 to 11.
All right, I don't want to waste any more time because we don't have a lot of it. And we'll have Mayor Bronin in next week to do a full debrief on the convention. But he's joining us now from Chicago at the Democratic National Convention. Mr. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I have my own opinion, so I'm not going to give you some verbose intro here. I'll ask you first and foremost, what did you think of the Obamas last night? What did you think?
I thought they were both terrific. I thought Michelle Obama gave a really powerful speech, probably the best speech I've ever seen her give. And I think we saw that Barack Obama is still Barack Obama. And, I think the messages were clear. They were strong, both in support of President Harris in drawing a clear contrast and also in reminding Democrats that we've got a lot of work to do between now and November.
Well, for me, Vice President Harris, I think that was kind of – were you there in 2016, by the way? Were you at the convention?
I was.
Okay.
I was.
So compare – because there was, well, many consider a lot of positive energy there, too. And it felt like last night both of them were much more sober about it. because a lot of people thought that there was overconfidence in 16 and even some arrogance.
Look, I don't think there's any question that a big part of the message last night was we can't take anything for granted, that we have to go out and do the work, that we have to make sure that we're reaching across and bringing people under the tent who either may have been disengaged or may have wondered where their political home is, but that we have to do the work. And you're right. I think in 2016, there were a lot of people who felt like Donald Trump just couldn't win. And obviously, we've seen that you can't take anything for granted, that he's a formidable political force. But again, I think last night was really effective both in highlighting the ways in which, you know, the Democratic message is, I think, stronger than the one that Trump is bringing, and also just how much work we have to do.
You know, I'm curious. We're talking with Luke Bronin, former mayor of Hartford here on Bryan and Company. The Obamas, they seem bigger than, and again, you tell me what you think. They seem bigger than everybody. They seem bigger than Clinton. They seem definitely bigger than Biden, and even obviously bigger than Harris and Walz. I mean, is that the way the way things are viewed from the ground there?
Not necessarily. I mean, what I will say, Barack Obama has always just been a generational talent as a speaker, right? He's an extraordinary speaker. He has an extraordinary presence. When he comes out and flashes that smile and begins to speak, it really is electric. He's able to do that in a way that few people can. And there's also something just deeply familiar about Obama. And when he comes out, remember the old Barack Obama. One of the surprises last night, I think, was just how effective Michelle Obama was. She's always been a really good speaker. She gave a hell of a convention speech in 2016, but she was she had that place wrapped last night. And yeah, you never know how things come across on TV, but it was one of the best political speeches that I remember being present for in person. And I don't want to say it was a surprise, but it was really pretty powerful.
Well, interesting.
But, you know, one of the things I will say, kind of just real quick on your point. One of the things that feels really important and maybe different about this moment as a Democrat out here at this convention is that this convention isn't about waiting for somebody like Kamala Harris to come in and save the day. This is an act of collective will. What you feel out here is people from all across the country coming together and saying, we are going to do this together. So to your point about, is somebody bigger than everybody else, that's not really what it feels like. What it feels like is everybody coming together and saying, we are going to do this.
Yeah, I was just curious if people were like, when they saw Michelle Obama, they're like, whoa. Because a lot of people wanted her to run. And people are like, wow, what if we had her?
Yeah, that was not a sentiment that I picked up last night. I mean, it was, wow, what a speech. And wow, what an incredible amount of energy and enthusiasm and unity you have in this party in support of the Harris Walz.
Yeah, I replayed the 1 minute plus sequence that with the black jobs. It was a compelling piece of oratory. There's no doubt about it. Luke Bronin, former mayor of Hartford, joining us here live from Chicago at the Democratic National Convention. I'm not trying to find negative lines in a positive thread. But I do think that, Joe Biden going up, President Biden at 11:30 at night on a Monday was a little rough.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with the timing there. I think it may just be that speeches earlier on run long. But
I mean, they canceled James Taylor, for crying out loud.
clearly they got behind schedule. I don't think there's any alternative to having President Biden go day one. He deserves to go day one, right? I mean, he is the president of the United States who in deciding not to run, that was an extraordinary and rare act of courage and selflessness, and he deserved to be honored at the very start of this convention. So I don't think there was anything strange about having him go up front. That's exactly how it should be. But I think the timing of the lineup probably got a little bit messed up day one.
Listen, I look forward to deconstructing more of it next week. We'll have more to talk about, obviously, with tonight and tomorrow still ongoing. Thanks for the time, and good luck and safe travels.
Thank you, Brian. I want you to know, we're an hour behind here, and these things go late, so you got me before I had my coffee. And, I wouldn't do that for anybody but you, Brian.
And we know you need your coffee. So we appreciate it, Luke. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right, Luke Bronin, former mayor of the city of Hartford out in Chicago. Do you want to take a tiny break here or do you want to go? Okay, take a quick break here at 847.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you struggling with bad feet? Hi, this is Mike. And at the Good Feet Store, we hear a lot about foot pain. But we also hear about back, knee, and hip pain. I'd like you to hear what Kelsey, a kinesiologist, has to say about the Good Feet Arch Support System.
As an exercise specialist, I've seen all kinds of things that people try to put in their shoes to get out of pain. What I really like about the Good Feet System is that they support all 4 arches in the foot.
So did you know you had 4 arches in each foot? Most shoes and inserts only support one. And maybe that's the reason all those remedies you tried in the past just didn't work.
When the foot's placed in the ideal position, everything else up the kinetic chain works better. You have better balance, more energy. You're going to feel better. Being able to move freely and out of pain means everything to me. And good movement starts with the feet.
Come in today. We're located in Avon at 25 Climax Road across from Whole Foods. Good Feet Arch Supports are HSA and FSA eligible. Book an appointment for your free fitting at goodfeet.com. Or just stop in. Walk-ins are welcome.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Join us this Sunday for Tumulo Financial, your go-to for retirement planning and taxes. Tune in to the father and son duo from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. or catch the replay from 5 to 6 p.m. Tumulo Financial Retirement Planning with Integrity on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I'm Mark Christopher from the Brown Pinderis' Scott Traffic Center. This traffic report being brought to you by New Balance heading into Hartford southbound 91 delays at 33. Westbound 84 a little tight approaching the Boathley Bridge into the downtown tunnel. Look out for some road work. 9 northbound now in New Britain between 35 and exit 37. A delay there. If you are traveling 291, 384, that looks okay. 2 westbound, Goodrye, Glastonbury, and East Hartford. Heading toward the Southbury area right now. Delays 84 westbound, 15 to 14. Again, 84 westbound tied up from the Rochambeau Bridge up to exit 10 in Newtown. We had an accident reported there. Also an accident reported southbound on the parkway down by exit 61 in Hamden. Still dealing with this tractor-trailer accident. Northbound 91 between 14 and 15. 2 tractor-trailers, right lane blocked there. Delays back to 14 behind that. Also an accident called in from a cell caller this morning. Thank you. In Simsbury, Route 185, an accident at Nod Road right next to that big old tree there. That is slowing traffic down on both sides of 85 So look out for that as you head into Simsbury. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Sponsored by New Balance, South Windsor, and Avon. Your headquarters for back-to-school sneakers.
This is Michael DeCibio from New Balance, South Windsor, and Avon, where you'll find both fashion and fit for back-to-school. With our large selection and fit specialists, we'll help you find the right sneaker in the right size so everyone goes home happy. Visit New Balance at Evergreen Walk in South Windsor and on Route 44 in the Avon Marketplace.
I want to ride it, but not as much as Mark Thorsheim. You know, Mark lives in Connecticut, but I learned about Mark and his journey through a mutual friend. And I like my bicycle too, but not enough to go 4,000 miles. And this morning from Walla Walla, Washington, or as Mike Birbiglia, our friend, the comedian, says, Wyo Wyo, Washington, is Mark Thorsheim, who's riding his bike 4,000 miles across this beautiful country. And you're going to wonder why, and we're going to answer it. Mark, are you usually up this early to get started?
Good morning, Brian. Yeah, believe it or not, my body just really springs out of bed at about 5 a.m. I think what happens is certainly the first couple weeks, my adrenaline was so high getting the ride going. I actually had trouble going to sleep. Now I'm so focused, and my body's, conditioned to just, get going early, and early is better, early is safer.
Yeah.
And the weather conditions, are typically better as well.
So listen, we have a slew of questions, and when you get home and have the time, cause I know you've taken time off from work, we'd love you have you in studio to really, really talk about it. But I think for people listening, the first and foremost, like, what are you doing and why are you doing it?
Yeah, sure thing, Brian. So I had an itch to scratch. I always enjoyed cycling, loved it as a kid, raced BMX bikes and rode bikes in college. And then as I got older, cycling became a real passion again. And so I thought it'd be a great way to see the country, but most importantly, realized when I started conceiving this is you really need a purpose. And so I'm a board member for a very important nonprofit agency in Connecticut called Career Resources. We refer to it as CRI. They are the leading workforce development agency in the state. We're a big partner with the state of Connecticut. And the group, it does a whole kind of wraparound service around serving the unemployed, the underemployed in the state of Connecticut. And we especially work with what we refer to as returning citizens, folks that are coming out of incarceration. And we're there to help house them, give them clothes, and begin working on job skills and training, something that, in many cases have never been given, the opportunity to take advantage of. Most folks who are imprisoned, something like 70%, I believe, in the state of Connecticut, don't even have their high school GED. So this has been a passion from the time I was introduced to the organization. And I love working with the people. The client stories are just incredible. Yeah. To meet the clients firsthand. So that's been really the great part of this trip is being able to talk about CRI as I cross the country, because the story does resonate in this world of, at times, certainly people view. Yeah. Job stuff as the number one priority.
So just so for people know, if you go to careerresources.org, you can get all the details of what they do. And again, it's here in Connecticut. And I think if you want to follow the ride, you go to thortour.org. Again, it's Thortour. And Mark is personally matching up to the first $25,000 raised here. And you can donate from that page, learn more about the details of why Mark Thorsheim is doing this, and he's in Walla Walla, Washington now on his way to Astoria, Oregon. So I want to do kind of rapid fire-ish stuff on some of the things I'm curious about. First of all, how much do you have left?
One quick note too, by the way, is we've exceeded at this point with offline donations about $50,000.
Wow.
From third parties, and my family and I are matching 50. So we will have raised over $100,000, for CRI. So we're very proud of that. Every dollar counts these days. So I am sitting in Walla Walla. The goal is to finish, this Saturday, in Astoria, which, would be June 24th. I started the trip on June 25th. I started the trip and this Saturday is August 24th. So I'm hitting my kind of 60 to 65 day window, that I thought would, be realistic, and, I'm super excited. I've got my, the final days all mapped out. And I arrive in Portland on Friday and meet up with my best friend from high school, who works for Nike. So he's going to be my SAG vehicle the last day, going into Astoria. And my wife and my youngest son are able to make it out.
Please, I hope when things calm down, you'll come in studio, because I have a slew of questions, but we only have about a minute and a half left. Any crazy stories, animals, near death? Anything that's, there's got to be stuff that's happened.
Well, so I refer to the trip as kind of mystical. I'll give a quick example. I was at Ashtabula, Ohio, buying some groceries in line at a grocery store. And this couple in front of me, Doug and Michelle, got very interested in my trip. Doug is a cyclist, and Michelle couldn't have been any nicer. She picks up all my groceries, puts them on the belt and they pay for them. And then they invite me to their RV camp dinner. This is kind of a vacation area, off of Lake Erie. And so they were just wonderful, really gracious. The next day, I'm riding, towards Cleveland, and I'm a good 60 miles from Ashtabula, I think, at this point. And a cyclist pulls up alongside of me. And he's very interested in my trip, and we chat, and cyclists can tend to be very social. So this gentleman, Andy, could not have been any nicer. He tours me into Cleveland, shows me the lay of the land in downtown Cleveland at the waterfront. We grab a bite, and he realizes he's got to get going, and we exchange information. And about an hour later, Andy texts me and says, "Hey, guess what? You met my..."
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.